Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Right from a voice heard loud and clear in the world of jazz these days, that was drummer Jerome Jennings with the title track The Beast off his latest 2016 CD. Right out of Cleveland, Ohio, he garnered a love of jazz very early on. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he actually talked about it.
But she brought home an Art Blakey record, and she said, look, and I was in my room. I remember like it was yesterday. She said, look, he looks like he's having fun listening to this. Because he's smiling on the cover. Joe, I listened to that record, man. I couldn't put it down, man.
Yeah.
That CD, I couldn't put it down.
So Jerome graduated from Rutgers University, the Mason Gross School for the Performing Arts in 2004. Then in 2007, he got an MM from the prestigious Juilliard School in New York City. He has always been a student of jazz, and his love and passion for the history was galvanized under the eye of historian, professor, disc jockey, and producer Phil Schopp in Jazz at Lincoln Center Swing University. It was a 301 course, and it was pretty meaty. It's the most comprehensive study of jazz for a non-performance perspective in the country. This cat is an accredited jazz scholar, and he's playing all over the place in New York and well beyond these days. He also gives back by teaching, conducting clinics, and educational youth outreach in conjunction with the Jazz at Lincoln Center's Jazz for Young People program. He's always been around solid company, playing with the likes of Sonny Rollins, Hank Jones, Christian McBride, Ray Charles, the Count Basie Orchestra, Wynton Marsalis, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Benny Golson, and the list goes on and on. After all the shows and the applause, he had this to say.
The nicest thing I ever heard, I was playing, and my grandmother, she was sick, and she said that she didn't feel pain while I was playing.
Beautiful.
And mission accomplished. People feel good. Forget about anything that's going on in their life.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that always has some heralded cats on the drums, like the great Todd Strait and Mr. Brian Stever, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, opening the vinyl sleeve and letting the jazz breathe free. From the drummer that epitomized cool and got Jerome in that jazz frame of mind, here's the great Art Blakey with the tune Ain't Life Grand, I'd Say So.
Thank you.
Jerome. You're listening to Neon Jazz with the one and only Joe Domino.
That was swing drummer and band leader Chick Webb with the tune Strictly Jive, and that's the way that cat rolled. And this was one of those cats that also got Jerome talking about those fabled early days of jazz, and he was a huge influence on him. Have a listen.
I go to the Savoy Ballroom, 1928-29. I'd want to see Chick Webb. I want to see him do his thing. There's not any footage. There's a short of him playing, but he's not doing his thing. I want to see him in his element.
So Chick started his journey in Baltimore, Maryland, then at 17 moved on to New York City, and by 1926 was leading his own band in Harlem. From there, he blazed through the 1930s and would define the infectious swing and cool of jazz, the top sound going in the world at the time. Speaking of cool, swinging, hip, and moving. Here's the combo of Chet Baker and Lee Konitz back in 1974 with the tune Walkin'. Next on this Trot Through the Jazz on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back. happy to be on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. My name's Adam Scone. Thanks for listening.
That was the combination of bassist Harry the Bear Babson with West Coast jazz tenor saxophonist and valve trombonist Bob Enfoldson, with the tune Bob O'Ling off the 1955 LP Jazz in Hollywood. So Harry's life got launched after he attended North Texas State University, and in the 40s would tour with Gene Krupa, Charlie Barnett, Benny Goodman, Woody Herman, and so many big shots. Bob did a lot of session work over his life, on the other hand, and he did it with the likes of Art Pepper, Shorty Rogers, and Shelly Manne, and when these two came together, they knew how to make good jazz, like jazz in Hollywood. Let's dig some Hawk next here on the show. Here's the man with the proverbial plans, Coleman Hawkins, live at the Village Gate with the tune Bean and the Boys, next on the Soaring Hour of Jazz Kids.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm Charles Perkins, and I'm a woodwind player in Kansas City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was pianist and composer Leslie Pinchik with the 2003 song Let's Get Lucky off her CD So Glad to Be Here. And it happens to be her debut CD. So before embarking on a career in jazz, she was a teaching assistant in English literature at Columbia University, getting her Master's of Philosophy in 17th century English literature. She first surfaced on the Manhattan scene in a trio with legendary bassist Red Mitchell at Bradley's. Years later, she formed her own trio that now performs regularly in New York City and at East Coast jazz venues. From the man synonymous with everything related to the guitar, but the man who started out as a jazz cat, here's Les Paul with the tune Handpicked, and he was, off a 1991 CD called the Jazz Collector's Edition, next on this very collectible hour of Jazz Kids.
On Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the great Chick Corea acoustic band with the song With the Song in My Heart, live from the Blue Room in Tokyo back in 1996. So the original album came out in 1989, and it was nominated and received a 1990 Grammy Award for Best Jazz Instrumental Performance. And as usual, Chick was always making gold in whatever venture he decided to journey into. Teamed up with Finland's UMO Jazz Orchestra, here's the great jazz saxophonist Michael Brecker with the cut Invitation, live in Helsinki back in 1995. Seems to be the year there. As we begin tuning things down around here on this Hour of Neon Jazz. We'll be right back. Again, that was legendary sax man Michael Brecker with Finland's Crazy Good UMO Jazz Orchestra back in 1995 with the song Invitation Live. And finally, from that year of 1963, with guitarist Kenny Burrell and organist brother Jack McDuff with his quartet in tow, this is the song Smut off the LP Crash. And never forget, Smut is Tom's backwards. So there is always relief for you. And hopefully this hour was a relief for you. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the cure for your occasional heartburn, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.